You hear me okay? In the
我
back?
希望大家都可以听到我，看到有人举手了，很好。
Good morning, brother and sister.
再一次跟大家说早安。
Today I'm going to share with you, which I thought is an interesting topic with both lifetime as well as biblical meaning to every one of us.
我跟大家今天分享的信息，跟我们的生活，甚至跟我们的灵命都有点关系。
I have been thinking about this topic now for a couple of months.
我在思想这个我今天想分享的主题，已经差不多有好几个月了。
2个月。
2个月，OK，two months。
Almost every day, I thought what I should do
我每天都在想要怎么样跟大家谈论这个主题。
You know, one of the most difficult thing for Christians, especially for us who have to come up and share in terms of sermon, is that it is easy for us to prepare a topic and share. In a theological way, but to practice it is another story.
对，基督徒来讲，一个很大的挑战，就是站在这个讲台上面，跟大家讲一些很经典的一些谈论，其实是非常简单的，但是要跟大家一起分享一些跟生活上面能够应用的事情，却是非常的大的一个挑战。
For us who have Christians who have listened to many sermons, a lot of time after we listen to sermon, we went home, we forgot about it.
我们大家都知道，有时候到了这边听了几个讲章之后，听完之后回家就全部忘记了。
Maybe because it's very hard for us to practice the perfection that the Bible requires.
可能重要的一个问题就是说，圣经要教我们能够在生活上实行的东西，实际上不是非常容易做到。
But we all agree, no matter how many sermons you listen to, if you have no intention to practice what the Bible taught us, then it's not doing us any good.
大家都知道，如果说今天在讲道这边讲这些事情，如果说我们在生活上面没有真正下去例行，实际上是没有果效的。
So during the past 2 months, I'm thinking about this, and I picked this topic because I want to share with you in a humanly practical sense from the principle of the Bible related to our daily life.
所以说，在这个2个月中间，我终于达到这个方式。我要用一个比较实际上的一个例子，让大家能够分享一些圣经上面讲的一些道理。
So I thought fishermen would be a good topic.
我在想，这个捕鱼的人是一个很好的一个话题。
I ask you, how many of you like to eat fish?
我问大家喜欢吃鱼有多少人？大概
especially Chinese,
大家都举手。
Because it's a gourmet, it's a delicacy. When you go out to the restaurant, they have fresh fish, right?
对中国人来讲，这个吃新鲜的鱼是一个非常好的事情。
I have another question. How many of you have fished at least once in your life?
问大家吃过鱼的一次有一次的举手。
How many of you have fished many times?
去钓鱼，说错了，钓鱼有钓好多次的。Okay.
Very good. At least I think I have about at least a third of you who have experienced yourself as a fisherman.
所以说，大概某些人最起码有一次到或者很多次都是当过钓鱼手。
So today I'd like to share this topic with you so that you can relate to your own experience, whether eating fish or catching fish. And every time now you remember that I share this with you in the future, you will learn how to practice this lesson concerning patience and perseverance.
所以说经过这个比较例子，比较整个切身的这个例子，相信以后大家都能够想到我今天到底分享什么。重要的主题是在耐心跟坚持。
As you will remember, we just read the verses from the Bible that is related to that topic.
我们刚才念的这一段经文，就是跟我现在讲的耐心跟坚持有一个很大的关联。
Now, today we read both the English and the Chinese version of these three verses from the book of James.
我们今天念的中文版跟和中文那个 NIG 的这个 NIV 的跟那个中文版和合版的这一段经节。
Now the Chinese version, the main thing is in light, right?
In light, yeah.
But interestingly,
yeah.
There are not too many Chinese Bible versions, maybe two or three, especially modern ones. But there are many versions of the English Bible, as you all know. Sometimes you're wondering why we have so many versions.
大家知道中文版大概就只有大部分大概知道有就一版，但是还有很多的，比较少一点。但是英文版有好多的版，好多的版本。
I believe one of the reasons is that the scholar, biblical scholar, they try to relate the original language into modern language so that we can understand because of the culture in the past and the culture now is different. So in order to relate what the Jews experienced 4,000, 2,000 years ago.They try to put languages that are more related to our practical language of the present day culture.
就是现在很多经典的这个研究家慢慢用比较现当今实用的言语去解释当初这个经典，用我们现在的话来说明。
That's why we have so many versions.
所以说就是因为这样子，我们有很多不同的经文的翻译版。
But I find free version can give us a little more understanding of the topic we talk about. So I'm going to read three versions about these three verses from different Bible, you know, translation.
经由各种版本的不同的翻译，我们大概可以了解的原来的经文是什么样的意思。我跟大家分享各种版本怎么样的说。
So for Chinese, doesn't matter because it'll be the same wordings, right?
So 中文大概都
一样。So you, for this, you don't have to interpret for this. I'll just read three versions, and I want to emphasize on the nouns, the topic that was mentioned on this.Three different versions. They are all related, but they give us a little more understanding of the words mean in our life.
当大家注意到这中间的这个名词所要用的他用各种不同的方式来讲这个名词，所以大家稍微注意一下这几个字。
So in the King James version, which is one of the older Bible version, they said, "Brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations."No, the word is not temptation. Okay, knowing this, that we are trying of faith work, that the trying of faith works patience. So we talk about patience, temptation, patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that they may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
在这边讲到的就是跟中文讲是试炼，这边讲中文也讲 trial， 讲试炼，讲 temptation， 基本上是讲的试炼，都是从耐心变成忍耐中间的一些关联。
Now the version we read in the church today usually is NIV version, which is the most popular version. It said, "Consider it joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials. Emphasis is on trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops."Perseverance. This is the word you consider perseverance. Perseverance must finish its works so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You get a message out there, right? Those are, remember those words. Trials, perseverance, and then, of course, the result in maturity and completeness.
在 NIV 讲的就是这个 trial 这个英文字，然后他讲的是 perseverance， 就是坚强坚持。
Some trouble last time and lost my connection.
You're probably going to ask them to advance the.
Okay, we are back again. Okay. Now, there is a version called the New International. No, I'm sorry, the next one. That one is the one we just read. Put it the one, yeah, this one. The other one called the New Living Translation, which is the most recent and I suppose to be.Written in the most easy language for people to read, especially for people not as well versed in the English language, and there's it put it in a more layman, practical term. And this one said, "Dear brothers and sister." Now you remember, so far this didn't say anything about sister, right? Just brethren, brothers. But the Bible in the original language, brethren relate to both male and female, everybody, okay, all Christian.That's important for us to know. So he said, "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, he don't talk about tribulation. He didn't talk about trial. He talked about trouble for us. Any kind that is not present to us are troubles. So we thought, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Don't get sad. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Now, they didn't talk about perseverance or patience. They talk about endurance now. The English word endurance carry another connotation, but it's within the same range. Patience, perseverance, endurance. They're all related in the way we act in our daily life, right? So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. I feel that it is more explanatory, right? In this, because this is what it is. When we practice this virtue that the Bible taught us, then we will be a happy man, he'll be a satisfying person, and then we will, with God's help, not be afraid to handle the trouble and difficulty in our lives. Now, the reason I chose the topic fishermen is because, do you know, Christ called the first four apostles, they are all fishermen.
当我选这个主题的时候，为什么要选一夫呢？ 因为前四个在门徒里面, 耶稣去选的, 四个都是捕鱼的高手。
Well, there are other apostles have other ability and background, but to me, the fact that Christ chose fishermen must have certain reason.
我在想说，耶稣基督当时在选这个捕鱼的人做他的门徒，一定有一些很特别的原因。
So I, in my mind, think that maybe because the fishermen have certain qualities that Christ was looking for.
因为这个捕鱼的人有一个很特别的一个个性品质，那个耶稣基督在要寻找的。
Certain potential that he's looking for.
或许他们有一些个性方面的一些品质。
So he chose four of them. The first four he chose. Two of them were partner fishermen.
前两个他们是捕鱼的这个伙伴。
And two of them were brothers. They were brothers, but they were both fishermen.
两个是兄弟。
I was going to ask you, but I'm going to give you an answer. Peter and Andrew, they were partner.
彼得跟安德烈他们是伙伴。
And James and John, they were brothers.
雅各跟约翰他们是弟兄。
Now, these are the 12 disciples, if you don't remember all of them.
这是十二个在秀出来的是十二个使徒。
But the first four listed are fishermen.
前四个是捕鱼的人。
Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
彼得、安德烈、雅各跟约翰。
So you remember the story, they were fishing, doing the net, and busy when Christ walked by, and then he called them to follow him.
所以他们在捕鱼非常忙的时候，耶稣基督接近他，把他们召做成为门徒。
Now some people have idea that fishermen they are illiterate, they are not very well educated, and they really don't have a lot of intellectual potential, right?
有人大家认为说捕鱼大概是一个很粗略的工作，所以都不需要有什么技术跟这个知识。
But if you follow the Bible, you know Peter ended up to be a very important part of the team.
所以说你要是有读圣经的话，你知道彼得是一个在这个门徒中间是一个很重要的一个角色。
And then James and John, they also have a very important part to play in the first century when Christ was alive.
也是雅各跟约翰在第一世纪都是一个很重要的一个角色。
But in researching some of the life, some of the characteristics of the life of the fishermen during the first century, during Christ's time, I come up with some information which I thought would be helpful to me. I hope it's helpful to you.
所以当时当我在做一些研究，在第一世纪做这些钓鱼捕鱼的人，他们有一个很基本的技术，他们必须要的。
First of all, you know, Jerusalem at that time is a what called, we can call it a metropolitan city. So people gathered together, especially during special festival.
在那时候，耶路撒冷是一个很重要的城市，很多人聚集在那边，可以说算是一个很大的一个城市。
So they speak different type of dialect or language.
所以他们有各种不同的方言，很多不同的方言在他们取用的。
And at that time, you know, the Jew is under the Romans.
在那时候， 犹太人在罗马帝国的控制之下。
So、the New Testament time Greek was a very worldwide, colloquially worldwide spoken language.
所以说那时候啊，希腊文非常的普遍啊，大家都要会讲。
The Aramaic is one of the older versions which Christ spoke a number of times, but it also a very important dialect for the people of that day besides Hebrew.
所以亚兰文除了希伯来文，亚兰文是比较古老的一个言语，但那时候也是每个人都要会说的。
So locally, even locally, regionally, in the area, for the fishermen, they have to speak to different people who came to buy fish.
所以人要知道这个捕鱼的人，他捕完鱼之后，然后要跟很多人来讲话，他说必须要精通各方的言语。
So if you are a fisherman, you don't understand this language, you don't know what talking, how do you negotiate the price of a fish?
所以你没办法讲各种的方言的话，你就没办法啊、能够跟他们啊、做买卖。
So the research.Theologians say that this is most likely that a lot of fishermen during those days would know a few languages.
所以那时候捕鱼，那在那个第一个世界的时候，第一个世纪的时候，捕鱼的人要精通各种不同的言语。
And it's true. The general opinion is that Russia, a lot of fishermen, they used to be pretty rough type of people.
你觉得那个有些捕鱼人是比较粗劣的啊，粗犷的。
Maybe not too easy to approach, right?
但是或许是太粗犷，所以跟他讲话不太容易说话。
But if you want to sell your product or your produce,
但是你如果真的是你今天要做买卖的话
，you better be nice.
那你必须要是能够跟人家沟通要很好。
That is how you have customer.
所以就你才会有顾客。
Okay, you negotiate price.
你必须要能够做买卖，能够
$5 for one.$5 for one.
一条鱼$5.
Too much? Okay, buy one, get half price in the second one.
对，你跟他讲说买一条鱼，然后另外一条鱼是半价。
Buy two, get one free.
然后再买两条，一条、
okay. Anyway,
三条。
Anyway, a fisherman has to negotiate too, so they have certain skill of communication.
所以这个捕鱼人必须要很多这个沟通的技巧才能够做买卖。
And thirdly, they have to know a little bit about mathematics.
啊，对一个基本的算术必须要精通。
If you don't have an idea how much it will cost, you are in trouble.
所以说，你要是对一些基本上的一些价钱，你没办法计算的话，那就没办法做买卖了。
If you negotiate a price and give the wrong figure, they will hold on to you. You just said that you give so much for so much.
如果说算一算的话，你买卖买错的话，那顾客就会有问题了。
Besides, I mentioned later in the Sea of Galilee, there is 20 some different kinds of fish.
所以说，在这个加利利海那边有好多种鱼，包括将近有二十几种鱼。
As you know, different kind of them may cost different because some are more expensive than others.
有些鱼的人就知道，鱼中间价钱就不大一样了。
So if you don't know the figure, it's very hard for you. You'll be all confused, right? So they have to know some basic math.
所以他们最基本的这个算术必须要能够精通。
But today, what I'd like to say to you is about the fourth point, and that is the fishermen generally should have a certain temperament.
所以说最重要是跟大家分享的第四点，最重要的他们有不一个很重要的情绪方面的。
And interesting to me is that they don't necessarily born with those temperament.
啊，基本上他不是天生就有这一方面的
品性。That's because they keep fishing day in and day out for a living.
这是因为他每天都要去打鱼，所以说才会养成这一方面的脾气。
So they have to develop this quality of patience and perseverance.
所以他才会经过捕鱼中间慢慢会发展耐心跟坚持这两种品性。
So this is something I want to share with you. Hopefully it will help me in my life and also help you, especially those of you who like to fish.
所以说这我跟大家分享能够当然会帮助我，我也希望这讲的东西跟大家都有帮助。
That there are certain lessons we can learn when we are fishing.
有些但是我们能够从钓鱼当中学到功课。
There's a person who said persistence for the fisherman is a virtue that transcends patience.
他在讲的 persistence 是讲的话就是一个坚持一个东西。他认为对钓鱼人来讲是一个能够高过。这个耐心的一个更好的一个品性。
Now we come into a new word now, English word called persistent. We didn't hear before.
我们刚才都没有谈到这个字，现在谈到一个persistent.
Persistent can be very important if you believe what you want is the right thing. You have to persist to get it, right?
坚持耐力是一个很重要的个性。如果是坚持要一个东西，你必须要长久的，你要一个东西必须要坚持下去。
For example, if you find out this lady, nice lady, is going to be your lifetime partner, in courting her, you better be persistent.
所以说，当你年轻的时候，你觉得这个女孩子是你愿意做伙伴的一生，你就要非常的坚持，继续的追求。
In other words, don't give up too easily.
另外一句话讲就是不要放弃，不要太容易就放弃了。
Well, I won't bore you with all this detail about the life of Palestinian fishermen in the first century.
我不跟大家分享很多第一世纪这个巴勒斯坦猎鱼的人有些什么样的个性啊，很多的细节。
But I already share with you. I would just say that fishermen in those days, they are pretty well off. They are not poor people.
跟大家分享的是，那时候的钓鱼人实际上是不是穷人，是非常有钱的。
Because they work very hard, they catch a lot of fish and then they sell them. They are pretty well to do.
基本上他们大部分都是非常非常辛劳，非常用功，然后捕了很多鱼，卖了很多钱。
They may not be as rich as some of the other classes people, but at least they are very well off and comfortable being a fisherman.
最起码他即使不是说比很多人有钱，但是最起码他生活都过得去。
To tell you how important fishing is during Jesus' time, you look at the Sea of Galilee.
跟大家分享那时候捕鱼有什么样的重要性。你看一下这个地图上面秀的是加利利海。
It covers a significant area of the nation of Israel.
这是包括以色列很多大的一个部分。
So this is a very important part of the living.
这是对以色列人来讲是很重要的一个生活的方式。
First of all, do you know? I think it is obvious, but maybe not to some of you. It's a gear.Sea of Lily, salt water or fresh water?
问大家一个问题，这个 Galilee 是咸水还是淡水
？Salt water, raise your hand.
If you think it's salt water, raise your hand. 如果认为是咸水的举手。
Fresh water.
淡水的。
The rest of you don't know, right? If you look at the map, you know that the Sea of Galilee is no way connected to the ocean.
你都知道。这个加利利海跟海跟海咸海都没有连上去。
And the interesting thing is that this is the only sea in the world beside the Dead Sea that are below sea level.
这是最另外一个有趣，就是除了死海以外，这个海是另外一个海是比海另外一个湖比海平面要低的。
So the source of the water is from the spring coming from the ground and also from river running down.
所以它的水的泉源是从地泉跟山上下来的水。
And can you go back one for me? I want to point out you better.There is a very well-known writer, Jewish writer, who wrote about the Jewish history, especially during the first century.
在那个犹太人中，有一个很有名的作家在写第一世纪犹太人的历史。
And he has good reputation telling the truth about what is happening in those days.
他的名望基本上来讲，他写的东西都是真实的。
As you can read that, it says that he reported that.During each regular day in the first century, during Christ's time, they said at least or around 230 boats will go out to sea every day to try to catch fish.
他报道说，在那一个时代中间，大概有230个渔船会在这个海里面捕鱼。
So I guess what it does is give us some idea that fishing is a very significant livelihood.
所以在那时候，这个捕鱼是一个对他们生活上面是一个很重要的一个行业。
And that is a typical boat of those days that the fishermen went out with.
大家看到的是这个船，就是当初在第一世纪捕鱼用的船。
And actually, I have another picture to show you later. It's about the size of a truck or a school bus.
它这个船我有另外一个，它大概跟我们现在的这个卡车的大小差不多一样。
And a little more biblical language, knowledge I'd like to share with you as I research this. As Eric already mentioned there are 20 some different species of fish in the Sea of Galilee, but there are only three very common kinds.
但我刚才分享的是中间我做研究总共有20几种鱼、啊、但是有三种是比较、啊、经常吃的鱼。
But those are the fish that are caught most often, right? People eat them most often because they are more plentiful.
但那有三种是比较经常抓到捕到而且当初的人 比较经常食用的鱼。
They are all freshwater fish.
他们都是淡水的鱼。
How many of you have eaten tilapia?
大家都知道这个塔拉皮亚。
It's a cheaper kind of fish, very popular in China. And now, if you go to the market, they are the more less expensive fish called tilapia.
它是比较不是很贵的鱼，大家都吃过。
Now, the Sea of Galilee during the first century had three very common kind of fish beside the other species.
他说在中间这段时间有三种比较平常看得到抓得到大部分的、都是那三种鱼。
Out of those three kinds, one of them is tilapia. That is one of the most common.
在那时候三种比较常见的鱼，其中的一种就是塔拉皮亚鱼。
Another kind called sardine.
另外一个是大家都知道的沙丁鱼。
那 sardine is much smaller fish, right?
沙丁是比较小一点点。
But I give you two biblical incidents to tell you a little bit about the fish.
我跟大家分享一下在旧约在圣经里面记录的跟鱼的有关系的章节。
Now the sardine is the one, the lowest one on the screen. The other two, the mid portion one is the other intermediate fish is also common, but not probably as popular as for eating. But sardine is the Bible call it a small fish.
在这个图下面，大家看到最下面的一条鱼是沙丁鱼，在圣经里面记载的是比较小的。
You remember this story?
大家都知道这上面。
The feeding of the 5,000.
这喂饱五千人的五饼二鱼。
The Bible said this little boy have two little fish and five loaves of bread.
圣经里面记载说小男童有两条小鱼，五个小饼。
So theologians think that most likely those two fish are with sardine.
所以说，在这个研究圣经的学者讲，这个鱼很大的可能就是沙丁鱼。
This is a typical tilapia.
这是我们经常吃的塔拉皮亚。
For some of you like fishing, it looks like a bluegill.
大家钓的话，你知道它很像就是长老讲的 bluegill， 对。
But it's about that size.
大概就是长这么大，对。
It can go, you know, vary in size, but they are pretty similar in how the size.
大概大小都差不多都是这个样子。
It's tilapia with French fries.
这是经常有吃的就是跟薯条跟那个鱼。
Now, the tilapia fish in later time people call it St. Peter fish. You know why?
在后来啊，有人称这个塔拉皮亚叫做圣彼得的鱼。
You study the Bible. You have some idea what that label come from?
你知道为什么会叫圣彼得鱼吗？
When you read the Bible, you remember one time somebody was talking to Jesus. I don't have the words right here now, but and asked. So Jesus was questioning Peter. He said, "Should we pay the temple tax? Because apparently during that time, everybody had to pay a tax for the temple as a contribution."
I lost. 在那时候，每个人都要在对教堂都要付税。
So Jesus talked to Peter. He said, "Go over there, throw up the line and the hook."
所以他跟彼得讲说，去钓去捕鱼吧。
Now this document in the Bible is not my story, okay? I can give you the words later. I didn't want to go through that now. But so Peter went out and he caught fish. Jesus said, "When you catch the first fish." There will be a coin in his mouth.
那时候说，所以耶稣跟他讲说，你抓回来的鱼嘴，他的嘴巴就有银钱。
And give this coin to them for our temple tax.
那时候你把那个银钱呢拿来就捐赠给
And it happened that coin is basically representing the temple tax for two people.
那时候那一个 coin 大概代表了就是两个人所要捐献到殿堂的一个税金。
And the theologian think that the most likely kind of fish that was holding the coin was a tilapia. Tilapia.
最有可能在那个圣经学的研究的时候，最有可能的鱼能够抓的那个银钱呢，就是塔拉比亚的这个鱼。
Because they found out that tilapia like to pick up little rocks and little objects and so forth beside food, so it's natural to pick up a coin.
所以在研究是说，这个塔拉比亚很喜欢去在河床里面抓石头、抓沙，很可能就是塔拉比亚把那个银钱给抓起来了。But
there's such a little Bible recording story you may keep in mind when you eat tilapia.
所以大家都知道这个，当你在吃塔拉比亚，都会记到这个圣经有提到这一个鱼。Now
this is another picture to show you about the size of the boat as I mentioned.
这是另外一个跟大家分享的一个。It's
about the size of a bus.
那个船大概有多大？它大概跟当今的这个卡车大小差不多。And
by the way, during the first century, people also fish in different way.
在另外一个是在第一世纪的时候，钓鱼的人捕鱼的人有很多不同的方式在捕鱼跟钓鱼。You
can go out on this boat and throw a big net to fish.
你可以到湖中间把网丢出去。You
can sail along the shore and throw another smaller net to catch fish.
你或许可以在河岸投渔网出去。But
they also use line and hooks too.
也有人用钓鱼线跟钓鱼钩子钓鱼的。
Okay, now we try to learn some lesson from the fishermen. Okay, to see how it applies to our lives.
我们先来学一下这个当做捕鱼的人跟钓鱼的人有些什么东西他们必须要处理的。
And the reason I do that is that sometimes if you have a picture in mind, it become more effective in our life practice.
让大家分享一些图片，那就比较有效，能够刺激这方面的想法。
Anytime you get angry, irritated, impatient. He said, "I better be a fisherman."
你有时候认为你开始有比较困扰，然后很生气、烦躁的时候，你就要想到说，你必须要成为一个钓鱼的人才可以。Anybody
tell me what is the most irritating thing for a fisherman?
你知道大家都钓过鱼、捕过鱼吧？最困扰、最头痛、最讨厌的时候，钓鱼发生的事情。That's one hand.
Okay.
在那边钓鱼，钓了好几个小时，钓了一条。Say
that you can spend a whole day, like some of the disciples did. They spent the whole night. They couldn't catch a fish. Remember the story? Okay, that was you think it irritated.
钓好久，钓没半条鱼，还有没有人？ That's called competition. So, 另外
somehow the fish favor one fisherman and not the other. Okay, who else?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Very light process.
Yeah, 当人家钓鱼的时候，你们的钓鱼线掺在一起。 There's one more hand over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Saying what?
Snaps.
Take this way. Okay, that's a good reason.
钓鱼的时候，线给弄断了。
And remind me, I'll tell you something about how to avoid that later. Okay.
Special technique. That's good.
But. I forgot his name. The one is about tango line.
What's your name?
I forgot. Huh? Kevin. Huh?
Alan.
Yeah. I think you must fish a lot, right?
Well, I fish quite a bit.
You fish a lot? Well, I think it takes fishermen more than one time to fish to have this idea of irritation. Let me show you. What about this?
看到照片上面讲的鱼线，整个都缠在一起。You
remember spending minutes and minutes and minutes trying to untangle the line so you can use the rod again? Remember that, fishermen? Wow, so irritating.
大家都有经验。How
come they knot up so easy? I make one flow and they became like this. But it takes me 15, 20 minutes to untangle it.
大概花像你碰到这种情况，要花上15分钟、20分钟才有办法把线。
But I think we can learn that from life. It takes persistence and patience to untangle troubles in life.
所以你必须要有耐心，而且必须要坚持下去，你才可以把这条线完全的线缠杂的部分解除掉。
In this country, we have the mentality of anything instant.
所以很多事情不是完全一下子就能够解决的。
If you wait in line for hamburger, take too long, you drove to another place. It took too long for me to wait in line.
有时候你去排这个汉堡店，有时候太久了，你就等了两个小时等不到，你或许会到另外一个店。
Remember waiting in the grocery store in line to check out.
有时候你到杂货店要去买蔬菜水果，一等等好久。
Well, go to self serve. You do it yourself faster.
那你或许把到是自己能够 check out 的这个比较快一点点。
But you get into trouble. That price never enter in properly.
那你有时候去弄的时候，自己没办法完全能够把这些东西完全解决。
So patience is our daily thing that we encounter with patience.
所以说耐心是每天都要试炼的一个重要的功课。
How about this? Well, get back to that one. How about this?
这个 picture 上面想
线怎么样的穿搭？ That line?
你可不可以把这个像这个图表上面的这个这条鱼线完全的能够解除呢？中间有很多的问题。
Maybe perfection engineer like Bob Sparson can untangle that for us.
Yeah. Bob 或许可以。
Now, as I said, this is the most irritating for fishermen. You fish more than a few times, though this happens very often in your life.
当然知道，你要是钓过鱼的话，基本上会起码都会发生很多事情，像这样子。
You can waste 10 minutes, 15 minutes, try and untangle. You said you lost 10 minutes to catch a fish, right?
这时候你要花上一个时间再把这个鱼线完全解除，真的花上15分钟到20分钟。
Now, I put this in because I think it is so important in those days.Say, give a man a fish and feed him for a day. Teach him to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. Is that true?
基本上讲，你给一个人一条鱼，可以喂他一天。但是你要是教一个人怎么样去打鱼，你可以教他一辈子都有饭吃。
What I think is that maybe I like music. Okay.
我很喜欢音乐。
If somebody let you listen to a piece of music, after you listen, it's gone.
Say it again.
If somebody give you a piece of nice music to listen to, after you listen it, it's done with.
有时候你给他一个很好的音乐，你听过之后就没有了，你就这一次就结束了。
But if you learn how to learn to play an instrument, you can enjoy the music anytime you want.
如果说你学习怎么样去弹奏乐器，你就可以一辈子都去享受这个音乐。
Throughout your lifetime,
整个一生。
The same thing if you learn certain skill,
就像你在学习某一种特别的一个技术一样。
If you are persistent, you learn it, when you accomplish it, you'll be very happy because you can use it the rest of your life.
就像一样，你要学习一样，你要是有坚持力，把这个技术学起来，你可以一辈子都享受它。
Before I get to that.I want to share one practical thing about fishing in answering to your problem about line breaking. Okay?
我大概让分享一下这个鱼线断裂，让你分享一个实际的一个
怎么操作。I think in a way we can learn spiritual lesson from that is how to handle trouble in our lives.
很重要的一个我们可以学习的这个功课就是。怎么样去处理面对生活上面的困难？我们有一个自愿的要来这边。
You fish for the line.
Okay.
Well, you caught a big fish, so you try to wind it, but the fish will not let you wind it back. So he keeps going. So you have to let go a little bit.
抓大鱼，这个鱼不走了。
When he get tired, fish get tired. You do that again.Try to bring it back to use, but it won't give, and he want to keep going. But remember, this is a big fish, okay?
鱼很累了，然后又把再拉回来，
okay,
再拉住。
Try again. Well, it still won't give up, okay? But I have to let it go. Remember, when you fish, there is a slack. You can adjust this tension so that when the pull is too hard, you have to let it go. Otherwise, the line will break, and you will lose the fish, okay? Now.10-15 minutes gone by already. They still couldn't get the fish to land.
十分钟，这鱼还在挣扎。他又把它拉回来了。
The fish is still there. Well, it's still pretty strong because it's a big fish, right?
鱼很大，还在继续的坚持。
Well, by this time, 45 minutes already. How come I try so hard and still couldn't get that fish? But persistent, remember? Persistent. Patient.
所以坚持,
keep going.
耐心,
keep going.
继续45分钟,
keep going. Oh, finally, I get close now. Another thing to avoid, because the fish in water is not dragging as hard. But once it's out, the water is heavy and it will break the line. So you have to pick a big net. And...
当你在抓鱼的时候,
okay.
你抓鱼起来必须要用渔网把它钓起来，不然那个鱼线就会断了。Well,
I learned the lesson from that is that, as you said, a lot of time you spend one whole morning trying to catch a fish. You got a big one, right?
所以有时候你当一整天在钓鱼的时候，这时候钓到一条大鱼。And
you were too anxious to bring it back.
你好急的要把那个鱼给抓，钓回来，拉回来。Try
real hard, you try to bring it back. Either it broke the line or the fish got out of the hook.
经常会发生的事情，这个不是一件事情，是不是线断掉，就是鱼跑走了。And
as fishermen, you know, you are very disappointed, right?
那时候非常急，非常急要弄，结果鱼没有钓上，那就是让人非常的失望了。Now,
along here, I think I'm a little bit out of order in this, but I'll go ahead and share this with you. Chriswell Freeman apparently is a vivid fisherman.
这边秀出来这一个人，他是一个钓鱼手。
So for fishermen, you understand. I think you understand why he wrote this. Okay, he said, "Nature marches to the beat of his own drum. Fish bite when they are ready, not before. Any angler or fisherman frustration will not force the fish to bite. Nor will his worry."
基本上是说，自然有它自己的法则。什么时间到了，鱼就会去咬。不是说鱼开始要咬，是它鱼已经准备好，但是不是前也不是后。当你是钓鱼的时候，有时候认为你要去钓，但是你的 worry 也不会让你说你可以钓到鱼。
Since one can't hurry a fish, angling inevitably becomes a lesson in patience and persistence. Once a fisherman has done his best, the rest must be left up to his prey, which is the fish. So remember, if the fish aren't biting, let them not bite. Sit around, enjoy nature. I'll mention a little bit about that later. Enjoy what is around you. Meditate, relax, okay? But keep fishing. The next cast may hook the big one.
这时候钓鱼，这是钓鱼，它的时间性，钓不到鱼就继续的等，没有关系，就钓不到。等到鱼钓到的时候，你已经准备了，这时候就可以钓到大鱼。Another
fisherman said, "I knew an old fisherman who said he enjoyed the times when the fish weren't biting, for then he had time to see." And hear all the things he would miss if he were hauling a fish in.
另外一个钓鱼高手这样讲，就是说他是一个老的钓鱼手，他非常的enjoy他这个时间没有钓到鱼，他更高兴，能够看所有周遭的事情，反而更好。So
we were frustrated in life, want to take some time off and relax and reflect. Going fishing would be a good thing for you.
所以说你生活上面有很多挫折，有很多苦恼，甚至挑一个时间就是钓鱼，因为对你的身心非常好。Fishermen
typically have to start that out before sunrise.
当基本上钓鱼都要在太阳还没起来的时候就已经出去了。
Some of them fish at night too. For some reason, the disciple at that time they fish throughout the night in the Sea of Galilee. Apparently, there's a good time to fish, but they didn't catch anything.
有时候会钓晚上的，但那在第一世纪的时候，大部分钓鱼都是很晚出去，而且钓了一整个晚上的鱼。But
just imagine seeing the sunrise, the beauty of nature and the sunrise and sunset.
这时候你就能看到，你早上去钓鱼跟傍晚去钓鱼，你可以看到欣赏到日出日落。The
beautiful birds flying by, the flowers, the scent from the flowers around you.
可以欣赏到自然的景观，所有的鸟飞，各种的花朵
，until sunset，
直到太阳下山。
Now for some of you may have exception.
有些人或许没办法这样子做。
By sunset, you may want to head home.
有时候太阳下山了，你赶快就要回家了。
You know why? Anybody know why?
为什么呢
？Because all the mosquito will be coming to get you.
因为太阳下山之后，这时候蚊子就出来啊、会咬。
The mosquito will be catching you instead.
这时候就是蚊子就来了。
No, Jimmy Carter, our past president, he liked fishing a lot because there's a story about him fishing, seeing, you know, one story about him fishing, seeing something happening. If you remember,
美国总统卡特啊、非常喜欢钓鱼，他写了这样子。
He said, "I have never been happier, more exhilarated, at peace, inspired, and aware of the grandeur of the universe and the greatness of God than when I find myself in a natural setting, not much change from the day He made it."
他是这样讲的，他说：“我总是觉得更高兴、更兴奋，而且很平安的受到各种不同的激励，尤其是在。”神创造了一个自然的自然的一个自然的一个景观之下。
Jimmy Carter is a very, very faithful Christian, and even now, I understand he's still preaching in his own small church. And I heard the story from Bob Spurgeon that he heard Jimmy Carter preach. Is that true, Bob? Okay. Sometimes you can share some.
他现在还是他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒，还是继续他自己的小镇里面啊、讲道。
So Jimmy Carter is a good Christian, practicing Christian. Wow, how happy is when you caught a big fish?
当你钓鱼的时候，是不是很高兴呢
？Now, by the way, this is the first time fishing for her. John is not here today, right?
第一次的啊、做钓鱼手第一次。钓到一条大鱼。
This first fisherman's luck, the first time he fished. Now, it's not going to be that easy the next time.
下一次就不是那么容易了。
Wow, this is nice to hold on to the big fish. They can bring him home for supper tonight. And they said, "Well, Mom is going to cook that tonight."
抓到的大鱼，妈妈回去会把它煮成佳肴。
So I'm going to wind up a little bit now.
我开始要做一些结束的一些论点。
And share a little bit more about what other fishermen said.
啊，其他的一些捕鱼手怎么样的说
？Herbert Hoover, I believe this is the same Hoover I have in mind. Anybody know who Herbert Hoover is?
大家知道这个谁吗
？He's the 21st U.S. president.
他是美国的第二十一届的总统。
He said, "Fishing is a constant reminder of the democracy of life, of humility, and of human frailty. The forces of nature discriminate for no man. Next to prayer, fishing is the most personal relationship of man. I would say, with God and nature."
他说这个 fishing 是一个经常对生命的一些民主性的一个提醒，包括我们自己的谦卑，包括人类的的这个弱点。当这个自然的力经常对任何一个人都没有任何一个所谓的偏袒，除了祷告以外，钓鱼是最比较跟人能够接近的一个方式。
So I think good thing to consider fishing we haven't tried is that take a half a day, relax, fish. You may get big fish too, first time or never.
就是说从来没有钓过鱼啊，花个半天的时间，你可以出去钓鱼享受一下。
But it's good time to look at nature, relate to God, who created us. Reflect about your problem, give it to God, and it'll be a good time for you to have silent prayer to God to help to give you strength in your life.To overcome whatever problems you have in your life.
当这个钓鱼的时候，不只是专心在钓鱼，你可以思想你自己的生活，自己做一些，思想反省，能够砍下你自己的生活、自己的挫折、自己的烦恼、很多的失败，也可以在那时候也有一点，自己的灵修，跟神做一点灵修，欣赏周遭风景啊，这是多么好的一个活动。
Another fisherman relate his experience. He said, fishing is a humbling sport. Even the most seasoned angler must, from time to time, relearn the lessons that only failure can teach. Inevitably, we learn more about ourselves in times of trouble than we do in times of plenty. And so it is with fishing.
他在这边讲到的是说，钓鱼是对我们最能够低头下来的一种，低头下来降服的一个运动。因为即使最好的钓鱼的高手，基本上都会尝受到，他们只有经过失败中，他们才可以学到东西。而且我们都知道 ，OK， 到这里。Well,
he further said, fishing is a sport built upon hope. Now, they come another terminology now, hope. We're adding a new noun now that help us in our life. It's hope. If we shouldn't have hope.
钓鱼是根基在希望里面。
He said, each cast, and I'll read through that and let you go through. Okay. Each cast is made into uncertain waters. A lot of fishermen go to different places to, they are not very familiar with the fish in the area a lot of time. And the final outcome remains in doubt until the quarry is safely in the boat. Some days the fish are unbiting, and no angler on earth can make them rise to the bait. During such time, an optimistic spirit is more valuable than a box full of high-priced tackle. No matter how many tackle, bait, and so on. The fish says, I'm not hungry, I'm not going to bite, okay, for the whole day. The fishermen can't do anything. But the fishermen can just give up anytime and go home, right? But they talk about optimism. There's another word now for Christian. We have optimism because we have Christian faith and hope. The pessimist, the person that give up easily, focusing on his adversity and failure, soon loses hope and retires to the shore. He curses his bad luck, picks up his tackle box, and returns home empty-handed. But the optimistic angler, fisherman, believing in the inevitability of his success, keep casting. Eventually, the tides turned and the fish began to bite. So in fishing, as in life, the size of the catch depends on the size of one's hopes. On ponds, stream, river, lakes, and ocean, the self-fooling prophecy is alive and well, and so are the fish.
这边讲，这边summarize。我稍微就是总结一下这个钓鱼是很多人的哲学。基本上，他强调的是乐观的一个心情。乐观的心情，并不是说他有一堆的一些钓鱼的东西，但是他。 他最重要的东西，他有一个很健康的心情。那相对的是悲观的人，只是注重在他的失败，钓不到鱼，结果钓鱼之后反而更沮丧。但是乐观的人，他一直相信他会钓到鱼，他有一个很坚强的信心，一个非常乐观的一个心性。他不注重失败，但是注重在他一直都会成功。所以说是一个钓鱼的人的哲学。
The last part I want to share with, because it's very practical for all of us, whether you are married or not. But for those who are married, the first year was very nice. Second year, starting to get a little impatient with your spouse. The third year, even worse now. And the fourth year, the anger start coming in because your expectation wasn't filled. So anger, patient, anger, persistent, all related. And it is a marital relationship we have to learn too.
当我们的结婚的时候，第一年大概我们讲的是度蜜月的那一年，很好，关系很好。我们讲的是结婚的伙伴。第二年就中间有很多的一些挫折，然后第三年就很多的生气气氛，慢慢的情况，这中间的关系就不是很好。就我们结婚的人中间所要面对的一些征战。The
way I say it, divorce is a failure of having patience, persistence, endurance. Don't you agree?
刚才没有讲的，就是说这很多东西都必须要有耐心，必须要坚持，你必须要坚持到怎么样？很多东西为什么会有divorce退婚？ 离婚 ，OK， 离婚就是没有坚持跟耐心坚持下去。
And the same with personal relationship with friend, relative, same way, right?
基本上人跟人中间的关系也是几乎有这方面的一些看法，必须要坚持下去。
Marital relationship much more intimate.
但是结婚关系是我们人中结婚的关系是我们比较亲近的一个关系。
Well, last of all.I'm talking in all in English. I want to end it up with a slide for the Chinese-oriented friends today.
我当有一个秀出来是一个比较跟中文讲中文的的会众有关系的。
And I don't know why I should translate in English, but I would like to ask somebody more expert on us interpretation. Maybe I bet.
That's it.
Come,
that'd be great.
And interpret and say it in English instead, okay?
So,
our conclusion. This is just a wisdom, everyday wisdom, not in the Bible, but it covers the same kind of message.
So, that 这个上面会解释一下我们跟每天都要操练的东西。
If you have patience, you won't be angry so easily about life.
Okay.
So you can read the Chinese and basically can translate to us in English. Okay.
莫生气。
Come up.
Well, I'm reading Chinese. You translate.
That's all right. Either way.
Life is like a movie because there are characters who meet.
It says, first of all, the title is.莫生气。Don't be angry. And then he was saying, our life is like a war. And because of our, what do you call it, Yan? Because our destined journey that we have time to get together, we have time to meet each other.
Okay. 下一句是相扶到老不容易。是否更该去珍惜
？So it's really not easy to get hold on your hands together to the end of the life. That's why we need to be really value our relationship.
为了小事发脾气，回头想想又何必
？So a lot of time we get angry on the little things.We should reflect. Why do we want to get angry for those things that really not shouldn't cause the anger?
别人生气我不气，气出病来无人替。
So no one's angry except me. If I got angry, I will actually get ill, and no one can substitute that.
我若气死，谁如意？况且伤神又费力。
If I get angry, who's going to be happy about it? And then, if actually when I get angry, you labor everything to do that.
邻居亲朋不要比，儿孙琐事由他去。
So you don't want to compare your neighbor about what you have, whatever that is, and then.All the things that your children they're going to be doing, just let them do what they want to do eventually.
吃苦享乐在一起，神仙羡慕好伴侣。
So you're going to be together when you have happiness, when you have suffering, you do it all together, and all the fairies will really praise this good couple together. Okay.